Hi, thank you, Ms. Martin. Chip Franklin with you on FM News and Talk 95.7 and AM 600 KOGO. I promised we would do the story about the 10-year-old who pointed the gun and get into the whole debate about toy guns. But I have to admit, I've been derailed by a caller. We love to have this guy on. I don't know if you remember back when Duncan Hunter was running and Ray Lutz was a Democrat. Did he have the Democratic nomination for that, or did he?
Yeah.
Did it, is that was open to anybody that wanted it? Is that how it worked out?
I think so. I don't know.
Anyway, so he went. He started a hunger strike. Linda, do you remember that when Ray Lutz started the hunger strike and he said, "I'm not going to," until Duncan Hunter says he'll debate me, I'm not going to.
Yes,
I'm not going to eat. Yeah. That. Yeah. He's a little kooky. And then we had him for, what was the other thing he called us for that was kind of kooky? Do you remember? We had another kooky thing. There's so many kooky things. And
Occupy.
Yeah, it was an Occupy thing. Yeah. He went down there and he said he was arrested for standing too close to. But you know what? Let's ask. Go right to the horse's mouth. Ray joins us there. Ray, thanks for calling. What's in your brain today?
Well, you know, we tried to arrest Mayor Sanders yesterday for this bogus Snapdragon scam.
Hold on. You tried to arrest the mayor?
Yeah, because he unlawfully allowed Qualcomm to gain equivalent of at least $125,000 of promotional exposure for a product release of Snapdragon. This is unprecedented in the country. No stadium is named after a product. They're all named after companies for image advertising. And it's a really bad thing, in my view at least, to start naming the stadium for a new product coming out. He did not have the authorization to allow them to make those changes. The contract that they drew up after the fact was deemed unlawful. Yeah. And so he is
guilty. By who? Wait, who? A court?
The city attorney.
Well, that's just a person's opinion until a court decides if it's unlawful. I mean, right? I mean,
the law says that the contract has to be approved by the city attorney.
Okay, let me ask you a question. The Snapdragon thing, it raised money. The money didn't go into Sanders' pocket, did it?
It doesn't have to.
The answer is no. It did not go into his pocket. He did it.
It doesn't have to.
He did it to raise money for the city. He did it to raise money for the city, right?
I mean, he
without taxes.
$1,000. Is that raising money?
Yeah. I mean, now what is it about it? Because first of all, you know, Qualcomm paid to have the stadium named after them. Snapdragon put up money to have this endorsement too. So what's the problem?
Snapdragon is one of their products. So it is not a different company. It is not a legal change. So they are not allowed to just willy-nilly change the name of the stadium, whatever they want. They have to put the word Qualcomm up there. That's the contract.
So Snapdragon's part of Qualcomm, and Qualcomm paid for the naming rights, and you're all hot and bothered over this. The city is in billions of dollars in the hole because of union contracts and because of your political party's experience in
lack of that.
Yeah.
Well, it's also because of this, because they could have gotten more money from Qualcomm, and they didn't do a good deal on it. They could have gotten up to $500,000. I don't know what the number the expert said. They reviewed this, and they said they got it of 30 million viewers. You know what advertising costs.
Yeah.
They didn't review radio.
Did it occur to you, maybe, Ray, that the Q is a piece of crap and that any money you can get from that in addition is welcome? That the idea
they could have gotten a lot more, and they should have had the city council approve this. So now here's an opportunity for them to go back.
Wait, so you said they only got $1,000 extra?
That's it? That's what you think it's worth to rename the stadium?
No. I didn't see that number anywhere in the articles I read. If that's accurate, that is low, but I don't believe it's right. They only got an extra $1,000 for calling it Snapdragon.
They got $1,000 for renaming the entire stadium for 10 days for 3 football games, including the Chargers-Raiders game and 2 bowl games. They got a measly $1,000 in an illegal contract that was executed orally by Sanders, and the city council did not approve.
Okay, but was there any actual there signage put up? They didn't change any of the signs, actually, in the stadium. It was just on the scoreboard, or what did they actually do, Ray?
They covered up all of the signs at the stadium and named it Snapdragon. It's just a processor they're putting inside their phone.
No, I know. I guess my point is that so they got some extra money. And the idea you're saying it wasn't enough money. Say it had been $100,000, would it have been okay for you?
been a lot better because, look, if I can get my name up there for $1,000 for 3 football games, sign me up because that's a ridiculous price. That's equal to zero.
Right.
That's giving it away.
Okay, but you guys are the ones that always talk about.
No, don't do this. You guys are the ones. Let's talk about
you're the Occupy. You're part of that whole Occupy San Diego movement, right?
No character defamation here. No. Let's not go back and try to. Let's talk about the issue.
You're accusing the mayor of a felony.
Okay, let me do it.
So
hold
on, Ray.
You're the guy who always wants to talk about this and that. No, let's not do this.
Ray. Shh. Calm down, okay? I'm reading an article here that that 20 of you guys tried to arrest the mayor at his office, right?
Well, we had 3 people on the paper. Yeah, they came along.
Okay, it says 20 members in the story I'm reading from the UT. All right,
actually executed. Let me correct things here. It was actually executed by Citizens Oversight Project. They
executed?
Did not get that right.
What do you mean execute? You guys didn't execute anything, but you showed up and tried to do something that you didn't have the power to do. But let me ask you, were going to arrest you? Why didn't you just go to the city attorney and ask and try to get an indictment? What makes you think you guys can go just arrest anybody you want to?
No, we have the power as citizens to arrest somebody who's committed a felony. That's the right that citizens have. We even have the right, get this.
No, hold on. Wait. You can't arrest people that you think committed a crime. There has to be.
Did.
What's that?
I know that he did. No.
But you can't just go apprehend people, Ray. You got to understand, you can't just do whatever pops into your head and go and try to arrest people.
That's the law, Chef. You should read the law.
No, listen to me, okay? If you see somebody committing a crime, you can step in, but I can't walk down the hall and grab somebody forcibly and try to take them downtown based on my willy-nilly interpretation of the law like you're doing.
Okay, well, you should read the law because you're wrong.
Read it to me then, Ray, because tell me how I'm wrong.
Okay, let me see if I have it here. It's Section 823 of the Penal Code.
Right.
And it states that any person, if you're a police officer or a private person, I don't have the paperwork right in front of me.
Just make it up like you do everything else then, Ray. You can't just grab people off the street because you think they broke the law. Ray, do you understand that? Do you understand what I just told you? You can't just go grab Mayor Sanders because you think he broke the law.
Listen, if you have evidence that someone has committed...
Oh, there it is. You don't have any evidence that... If you did, you should present it to the district attorney and let them do it, and don't go grabbing people on the street. This is why people think you're nuts.
Chip, we did go to the district attorney, who, by the way, has responsibility for felony embezzlement, which is what this is. We went to the city attorney and have congratulated them for standing strong against the mayor and pointing out that this was illegal.
Yeah, they gave you permission to go down and grab him?
You have, under the penal code, if you're a private person...
No, you can't just...